40 million. That is the critical number that looks us in the face. More than 40 million human beings, all of them Nigerians, who are living with long-term health conditions. More than 40 million Nigerians facing early death and a possibility of a less than productive life. More than 40 million Nigerians who live daily at the risk of sudden death. Citizens of Nigeria, all men of good conscience, we are in a state of war. I am Michael, your personal physician, and I bring you a call to arms. I ask you to remember Boko Haram. More than 20,000 human beings, citizens of Nigeria, have been killed so far, and many more are being killed up to this time. More than 2 million Nigerians have suffered injuries to their mind, injuries to their bodies, and more suffer as we speak. Unknown thousands of our gallant men of the military and police have donated their lives, and more do so as we speak. Citizens of Nigeria, I ask you to remember the Civil War. More than 2 million human lives were deleted from our population. In fact, our census figures reduced after the war. I bring you a call to arms. I call you to arms because the casualty in the war that we are in will be more than 40 million human beings, all of them Nigerians. Fellow Nigerians, I call you to arms today. We have a grave and grievous national security issue that requires firm, sustained action at the highest level of our government. However, the war that we are in can only be fought by us. It will not be fought by our families. It will not be fought by our government. It will be fought by ourselves, by you, by myself, and by our family. This war has been brought to us, and if we choose not to fight, we are sure to die. 40 million human beings, all of them Nigerians. Our generation is faced with a challenge that constitutes a clear and present danger. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is the challenge. According to medical textbooks, 6 to 7% of our adult population, persons aged above 18 years, are diabetic, with twice of that number on their way to becoming diabetic. However, my results from Kano during my community outreaches have shown that up to 40%, 4 out of 10, of persons aged 40 and above are diabetic and hypertensive, or they are on their way to develop one or even both of these healthcare challenges. What does this mean? For each of us, it means that we have a personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones from diabetes and its complications. For Nigeria, what it means is that over the next 5 to 15 years, we may have 15 million lives who will need continued ongoing care for diabetes and its complications. If the emerging epidemic of diabetes is not abated, it will cause a huge level of human suffering, financial cost, and economic losses. I repeat, the costs of the emerging diabetes epidemic is a cost that Nigeria cannot afford. As citizens, as families, and as a nation, we may be in a state of catastrophic health expenditure. fellow Nigerians, again, I repeat, we cannot afford catastrophic healthcare expenditure. We cannot afford to spend or even lose more than 10% of our income as individuals, as families, and as a nation on account of diabetes. Remember, we will still have the burden of malaria and other infectious diseases to contend with. If we add the growing burdens of cancers to these problems, with diabetes and hypertension that will grow, it means that healthcare issues will be a national emergency and maybe even a national disaster 20 years down the line. Fellow Nigerians, the year 2036 may be our year of sorrows. My dear citizens, fellow Nigerians, we have a reason to worry, but we do not have a reason to panic. We can reduce this disaster. The good thing about the danger of diabetes, about this war, is that it's a war that we can win. With the knowledge that we have now, with what we know in medicine and in public health today, we can protect ourselves. We can protect our loved ones. We can protect our beloved nation, Nigeria. This disaster does not have to happen. We can mitigate this disaster. The questions then are, what is diabetes? What causes diabetes? How does it develop? What are the dangers and complications of diabetes? What are the early signs of diabetes? And of course, how can we prevent diabetes and how can we protect ourselves? Now, what is diabetes? Diabetes is a condition in which the cells of our body cannot use the glucose in the food that we eat. This will cause the glucose in our blood to rise and remain at high level. The constant high levels of glucose in the blood will cause problems with how our body can use the fat and protein in our food. The result of this is that even when we eat enough, or even more than enough, the cells of our body do not get enough energy. The cells of our body will go hungry in the midst of plenty. My people, this is serious wahala. To solve this problem of hunger in the midst of plenty, the liver produces even more glucose. In some instances, the protein that makes up the muscles in our body are broken down so that the liver can use them to produce even more glucose. However, all the attempts to correct this will cause even more glucose to accumulate. As glucose continues to rise inside the blood and inside some of the cells of some tissue in the body, the symptoms and complications of diabetes will come. What causes diabetes? There is a hormone in the body, a chemical that acts like a choir master. This hormone is produced by an organ called the pancreas. The hormone is called insulin. The hormone insulin is the bus conductor of glucose in our body and how the cells of the body use the food that we eat. Now, what may cause diabetes? Diabetes may be caused by any of the following. Anything that makes the pancreas produce less insulin,
anything that makes the pancreas to produce no insulin. Anything that makes the pancreas to produce abnormal insulin. And anything that makes the cells of the body not to respond to insulin. Now, there are 9 things that can cause the things I have said. Please listen as I say this. You may even bring up your paper or bring out your phone and begin to type from the things I have said. There are 9 things that may cause problems with insulin. 1, our genes may cause problems. What we inherit from our parents and from our grandparents. 2, too much body weight. That you are heavy and looking like Orobo or Oropo does not mean that you are healthy. In fact, it may mean the opposite. 3, the kind of food that we eat every day, beginning from when we are children. The kind of food that your great-grandfather ate and that my grandfather ate is not what our children today are eating. And the kind of food that we eat can cause us to have problems with insulin. The way that we cook our food is also an issue. The kind of enjoyment that we have. We claim to want to enjoy life by smoking cigarettes, taking shisha, and drinking alcohol in excess. The enjoyments that we have can have grave consequences on our health. Pregnancy is another issue that may tend to disturb insulin and how the body handles glucose. Lack of exercise, infection by some viruses, and other things. So I repeat again, these are the things that can cause problems with insulin. Our genes, too much body weight, the kind of food that we eat, even from when we are young, the way that we cook our food, the kind of enjoyment that we have, pregnancy, lack of exercise, infection by some viruses, and other things. The next question is, how does diabetes develop? Diabetes develops slowly, like a thief in the night. The process can take up to or even more than 10 years to develop. The process of continuous, consistent, constant increase in the blood glucose levels happens over years, until the blood glucose is high enough to cause damage to cells, to tissues, and to organs in the body. As the process continues, organs such as the skin, the brain, eyes, the heart, kidneys, blood vessels, nerves, the pancreas itself, and reproductive organs are affected. Diabetes is quiet and deadly. By the time it shows itself, about 8 out of 10 persons who are affected will have developed complications. I repeat, diabetes is quiet, diabetes is deadly. By the time we detect it, 8 out of 10 persons will have complications. What does this mean? This means we have to look for diabetes and not wait for diabetes to show itself. We have to look for it and its signs in our health every time we go to the hospital. What are the dangers and signs of diabetes? Like I've been saying, diabetes does not show a sign until there are complications. Where do these complications happen? Number one, in the blood vessels and in the heart. Diabetes causes damage to the big and small blood vessels in our body. Any blood vessel at all, from the brain to vessels in the feet, can be affected. The effect on blood vessels of the heart is a common cause of death in diabetes. Defects of diabetes on the big blood vessels in our body will cause hypertension. This hypertension can cause stroke, which is a problem with the brain. This hypertension can cause heart failure and kidney failure. In our kidneys, diabetes will cause destruction of the cells of the kidneys. Over a period of time, the kidneys are no longer able to function. This effect is called end-stage kidney disease. And the only option at this level is to have a kidney transplant or die. The liver accumulates lots of fat in diabetes. The liver itself becomes fat. This effect is even worse in people that take alcohol or smoke cigarettes. So anybody who has diabetes or who has family members who have diabetes is strongly advised to stop taking alcohol and not smoke. Diabetes also affects our reproductive systems of both the woman and the man. In the woman, diabetes will cause frequent whitish discharge coming out of the private part. Diabetes will cause menses not to be regular. Diabetes can reduce the ability of a woman to get pregnant. It also increases the risk that a woman faces during pregnancy. Diabetes increases the risk that the precious baby that a woman carries in her womb may die before it is even born. Diabetes increases the risk for the need for cesarean section and surgeries to deliver our babies. It also increases the risk of infections in our mothers and women and sisters and daughters, and increases the risk of the babies that we give birth to die in the first week of life. But our men, diabetes will increase the risk of our infections in different parts of the body. And very importantly, diabetes can cause reduced sexual performance with tension in the family and loss of self-esteem. In the eyes, diabetes can result in cataracts or even blindness as it damages the blood vessels that are inside the eyes. On our skin, diabetes can cause our skin to look dry and to become wrinkled. It can cause wounds that heal or do not heal on time, wounds that will heal with difficulty. Most of the time, if there's a cut or minor injury to the skin, within a week, you expect to have healed. But in diabetes, this may not happen. In fact, the wound may just not heal. It can also get infected, resulting in general body infection, which is called sepsis, and this may result in death. Diabetes is the most common reason after accidents and gunshot and explosions that people's legs get cut off. Diabetes is a common reason why many of our men and women are now having to have their legs cut off. In the brain, diabetes may cause hypertension, and in some advanced cases, it can even reduce the way the brain can function. And again, when the levels of glucose in the blood are high consistently, it may help certain cancers to develop. What then are the signs and symptoms of diabetes? Repeated discharge from the vagina and the private part, a frequent need to change eyeglasses, wounds on the skin that do not heal within a week, sudden severe chest pain, which may also affect the left side of our shoulder or face, weight loss, even when we are eating our normal food, frequent tests, wanting to drink water all the time, frequent urination, even at night, even causing us to wake up at night to pass urine many times, unusual tiredness, even after we have rested, we still remain tired, frequent skin infections, problems with our eyesight. And if you check, there may be glucose in the urine, protein in the urine, and when we pass urine, the urine can become foamy. Now, my people, you have heard me. I have a question for you, which we should also ask ourselves as we are sitting down here and listening today. What can you do to protect yourself, to protect your loved ones and our dear nation Nigeria from diabetes? What we are to do is on four levels. These levels are: 1. Information and awareness. 2. Screening and risk assessment. 3. Advocacy. And 4. Changes in our habits, in our diet, and in our exercise. On information and awareness, each one of us, particularly our mothers, who are the chiefs of staff of the kitchen and of our homes, we need to be informed about the type of nutrients in our common food items and menus. All of us, male or female, also need to know about things that we call body mass index, abdominal circumference, waist circumference, and hip circumference. So anytime you see your doctor or you see your nurse, ask him or her to check your body mass index, your abdominal circumference, your waist circumference, and your hip circumference. Concerning risk assessment and screening, there are some simple tests, very simple, that can be done to check the risk of diabetes and the risk of complications of diabetes. I advise every Nigerian at the age of 30 or above to do this test once in a year at least. If the results are normal, come back next year and repeat them. If there are any problems with the results, see your doctor for advice. What are these tests? Number 1. Get a doctor to take a detailed personal and family medical history. Get a doctor to do a complete physical examination, examining your body from head to toe. Go to an eye doctor and do an eye test. Then go and see your doctor and ask for blood test and urine test that will help to pick up the early signs of diabetes. Now, we also need to do advocacy. What do I mean by advocacy? As you know, even when we want to do some things that are good, as individuals or as a community, the environment may not allow us. For example, if you go to an hotel or a bucateria or mama put to eat, the food that is served may not be the best food for you to eat. To change our environment, every one of us must become socially and politically active. Every one of us must influence practices, rules, regulations, and even laws in a way that causes benefit to our health. For example, as parents, we can influence the type of food that is given to our children in school. As parents, we can influence what our children are taught in school about a healthy diet. We can influence the type of food that is served in our hotels, restaurants, bucaterias, cafeterias, mama put, and even fast food joints. It was this type of lobbying and advocacy that forced Coca-Cola Company to introduce Coke Zero. We can, as parents, as Nigerian citizens, when we organize ourselves, influence the local government, the state government, and federal government to bring about policies that ensure that the right kind of food is available in the right quantity at the right price for most of us to purchase. Good food should be for everybody and not only for the rich. Even the rich these days eat bad food in the name of trying to show that we are modern. We kill ourselves with our own mouths. Exercise, food and other habits. Every adult needs 30 minutes of exercise every day, at least 4 days in a week, with no more than a day in between for break. This exercise should be enough to make you a little bit breathless and to make you begin to sweat, and the exercise should be consistent. I am not asking you to go and carry weight. I am not asking you to go and run a marathon. But around your house, around your office, you can walk. Walk very fast, as if the president is coming to pay you a visit and you are late, for 30 minutes every day. And that may be enough to save your life. Concerning our food, there are some simple things that we can do. Make sure that you eat breakfast every day. Make sure that the final food that you eat on any day is taken before 8 o'clock in the evening. Make sure that you eat your food at most 2 hours before the time you go to sleep. Take vegetables and fruits every day. And in our dear nation, vegetables grow everywhere. Any area where there is sand around your house, do not allow grass to grow, do not allow weed to grow, plant vegetables. Make sure that you have a balanced diet every time that you eat. Reduce the amount of salt and Maggi and no and Royco cubes that you use to cook your food. Maggi contains salt. Royco contains salt. No cubes contain salt. Do not add lots of salt to your food. Remember, we were taught in primary school, add a sprinkling of salt. Salt does not give taste to food. Salt will only bring out the taste in the ingredients that you have used to cook. So learn how to use our native spices and herbs to increase taste of food. Do not rely all the time on Maggi and plenty of salt. Salt should be a sprinkle of salt. If you're an adult, take 3 liters of water every day. Take more when the weather is hot. If you look at Maggi Kitchen and their competitions, you will hear them say, use 2 cubes of Maggi. Why do we use more than the manufacturer has recommended? Use as little oil as possible when you are cooking. Do not make stew or soup that has oil floating on top of it. Anything that you can roast, roast instead of frying. And anything that you want to fry, do not deep fry. Avoid foods that are high in free sugar, like most of our soft drinks are. I don't want them to sue me, so I will not mention their names, but you know them. The soft drinks that you must always buy and that give you pictures of food with their products. Avoid them. Avoid ice cream all the time, salted nuts all the time. If you want to take your wife or woman out, you don't have to buy ice cream. You can buy boiled corn and good water. Eat when you are hungry. Eat enough to stop the hunger. And when the hunger has stopped, stop eating. It is better to eat several small meals each time that hunger comes than to eat large quantity of food. In fact, the amount of rice or akpu or eba that you should eat should just be about the size of your hand. Remember that most of our native diets contain large amounts of carbohydrates. So please reduce the quantity of carbohydrates in your food. Not more than 1/3 of the surface of your plate should be covered by food containing carbohydrates. Add vegetables and proteins to make up the rest. And chew your food well before you swallow. On our habits, sleep well. Yes, we are in the modern world. Yes, we must make money. But the good God that made us our bodies knows that we need rest. Your body needs about 8 hours of sleep every day. This will help to reduce stress. It will also help your body to control glucose better. Avoid eating late at night. All this so-called enjoyment that we stay up all night, past midnight, smoking, taking alcohol, and eating all manner of food. My brother, na self-deception. Make we no carry our mouth kill ourselves. Try to eat about the same time every day, so your body gets used to a way to process food. Please, I beg you, in the name of God, in the name of everything that you hold dear, in the name of all that is sacred, avoid tobacco smoke in any form. If anybody is smoking around you, please, help me tell them. They are free to kill themselves if they want to, but you will not allow them to murder you. Avoid tobacco smoke. Tobacco smoke makes diabetes worse, makes hypertension worse. Tobacco smoke makes it likely that you will have a cancer. A coffin is the best tobacco that money can buy. And of course, ensure that all of your meals are a balanced diet. Every meal should have the right nutrients in the right quantity that are cooked in the right way. Now, I am glad that you have heard me. I thank you for taking out time to listen to what I have to say. My name is Olagbenro Michael. I am your personal doctor. I am your own doctor. You can look for me on Facebook if you want any other information. Just type in Olagbenro Michael Doctor. The doctor is in DR. And you will see me on Facebook. You can send me messages and I will reply to them. I am available to teach in your churches, in your schools, even in prisons and on farms. Anywhere you want me to come, I will come and we'll talk together about diabetes. I will even do some of those risk assessments that will help us. I also have a book. It is titled, You Can Defeat Diabetes. I urge you to get yourself a copy, read and share with your family. Fellow Nigerians, I remind you once again, we are in a state of war. This is a war that we can win. The choice to win is the only choice available, but we have to do what we must do and meet our responsibilities. God bless you. Amen.